This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
What's on your mind for another hour? Let's go to it. I was overcome by darkness last hour. In case you didn't notice, the swamp is weighing heavily on my mind. There's so much darkness in that swamp. It's never good to get bogged down by the swamp. So I'm gonna switch to being a little more on the. I'm gonna find some light. I'm gonna find the light this hour. Okay. Find. Let there be light. Yes, exactly right. Yes, let there be light. We have. One of the writers of the movie Let There Be Light that is now showing at Bismarck, Fargo, and Grand Forks, Sam Sorbo. Her husband is Kevin Sorbo, Minnesota native, Minnesota State University, MSUM, Minnesota State University Moorhead grad. And he and Sean Hannity put together this film called Let There Be Light that is now in theaters everywhere. We'll tell you about it. Had some calls about it, so we said we'd track down some folks from the movie and talk a little bit about it. I'd hoped to see it before the interview, and I just didn't get a chance to do it. I was planning Sunday night. I thought it'd be a good Sunday night movie, and then I forgot I had to call Bingo. I was calling Bingo on Sunday night. Yes, I know. You're jealous that you weren't there to be there part of the Bingo. Lots of winners, too. We had 25 games. Bingo, as a matter of fact.
That's a bingo marathon.
It's a bingo marathon. Now, I only called about half of those, but had a great time. Our fall festival was this past weekend at the church, so it was very nice. St. Anne's and Joachim. Come join me sometime. Love to have you come for Mass. Every once in a while on Sunday, I'll say, here's where I'm going to Mass. Come along. There's lots of Catholics who were baptized Catholic, who were raised Catholic, who no longer go to church, and makes me sad. So I want to say, hey, if you want to find a nice welcoming place, you can do that. Or you can go with Todd. He has a fine little church that he goes to there in Bismarck. He would take you. Wouldn't you take one of our listeners, Todd, along to church? You and
sure.
I know
sure.
You. Yeah. Exactly right. So, what should we get to it here? We got calls waiting. You can call us at 800-228-0550. You can email us studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. I'm way behind on texts. Got to get to your text. I promise I will before the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk to the Let There Be Light folks at the bottom of the hour. But in the meantime, give us a ring at 800-228-0550, 258-0550. Text Todd, 226-8503, or me at 367-2054. And this hour of the program is brought to you in part by our friends at High Plains Apache, your Apache sprayer dealer. Best warranty. Best operator comfort in the cab. There's a lot to love about it. This is a businessman sprayer. Just gets the job done. Best resale value. Incredible. It is the lightest of the sprayers out there, so you're in the field when your neighbors are not. That's kind of nice. A lot of power. Climb your toughest grades. And don't forget that ET Ag Center they have at High Plains Apache means the parts you need, the ag application parts you need, whatever it is, banjo fitting. Nothing like having a banjo fitting, needing a banjo fitting, and you can't get it. You got to wait. No, you go to the ET Ag Center. You got it. Bulk hoses, all the liquid fertilizer parts, the fittings, the valves, the spray tips. They got them all. 50,000 of them at each, the Mandan and the Frontier location. Exit 60 south of Fargo off I-29 in Frontier or across from what soon will be Culver's in Mandan at High Plains Apache. All right. Bob in Valley City is next. What's on your mind, Bob? Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I got an issue that I want you guys check into things that don't sound right. My daughter works used to work at a convenience store that she's worked there for 2 years, worked up into a shift manager and stuff. And they started delivering pizzas. Well, they said that because she's a manager, she's got to deliver these pizzas. I said, okay, so I went and checked with my insurance company to see if she's insured delivering those pizzas. And they said, no, she's not insured because that's a commercial enterprise. she said, well, I have to get an insurance policy. She said, no, because we don't write those kind of policies. Come to find out, I called 6 insurance companies. Nobody writes that kind of policy. So I told her, you can't do that. Well, they said, if you don't do that, you can't work here. I said, well, wait a minute. You want my daughter to break the law just to deliver your pizzas? Yeah, we don't believe that that's the case, that it's against the law. So I called the attorney, or I called the state's, I called the insurance commissioner. And their representative said, well, that's true. A residential policy for just your everyday use doesn't cover anything commercial. In fact, she said that there's a case right now in Dickinson where some poor dad and son was, the son was delivering pizzas out there, got into a car accident. The insurance company found out that he was delivering pizzas. They canceled their policy. Now there are many, many thousands of dollars that they have to pay, and this pizza place is saying, that's your problem. So I called her.
But you can't even get what they say she has to have in order to be able to deliver pizzas, right? I mean, you're saying that your insurance company won't give it to you. Not even, it's available, but it's going to cost you a fortune. It's not even available.
It's not even available. So I called. I thought, well, there's got to be a communication problem. So I called their headquarters in Wisconsin to their HR people. And they said, well, we deliver pizzas all over 3 or 4 states. They've got 1,500 locations, and this has never become an issue. And I said, well, I don't want my family to be the first test project here. I told them that I called my insurance company and said, hey, my daughter, if she delivers pizza, they said, she's not insured. Don't let her do that. So I went back to those people and told them, we don't care. She's going to either deliver pizzas or she's going to have to take a demotion, not be a manager anymore, or quit. I said, really? I said, that's your alternative? That's what you do? And I mean, that's the way you handle this?
Yeah, so everybody else delivering pizzas is doing it without the proper insurance.
That's right, and they even know that, too. And the one kid lied to her because he called his insurance company because my daughter said, you know, you better check this out. He called his insurance company and asked, and they said, are you delivering pizzas? Because he asked questions. He goes, are you delivering now? He said, well, I've delivered a couple. And they said, well, you're not insured. So, but he doesn't want to lose his job. You know, he's got a family. You know, he's a manager over there, too. He doesn't want to lose his job because he won't. So everybody in North Dakota, and this is just not Casey's. This is Pizza Hut. This anybody else who requires your children or your wife or husband to deliver pizzas in North Dakota, you are not insured delivering those pizzas. So I think it's, you know, and no one can help me with it. Nobody, the insurance commissioner says that's not their realm of influence. You know, they can tell you what the law is, but they can't do anything about it because it's not against the law for them to tell her to do that. But I think it is. Isn't it against the law to tell somebody to break the law willingly?
I don't know. I don't know, but it stinks. I mean, they should have to answer for it. I don't get it at all. It's,
runaround, but you got a little bigger, you know, what's than I do. So maybe you could check into it because it's really unfair to a lot of people. But what happens if some poor guy
is working
himself through college, I agree with you.
Yeah.
And kill somebody, you know, in a terrible accident. That guy's life is ruined for some goddamn corporation that's making, you know, hundreds of thousands or billions of dollars because the reason is, if they have to insure 1,500, the only way to do it is have the company that is delivering the pizzas buy a car, provide insurance. Well, there's no profit left to be made is what the problem is. Because if they're going to have to buy 1,500 cars, insure 1,500 drivers, it's going to cost them millions. And I know for a fact.
Well, I mean, you see all kinds of cars out there that are clearly you know, sort of not a company cars that look like they're older model, late model cars with a little, you know, Pizza Hut sign on them or whatever. So,
yep, you know, they're driving uninsured.
And if they're all driving uninsured, that seems to me to be an issue for the insurance commissioner. So I'll ask John Gottfried what we know about this. If you can hang on, Bob, maybe I'll get your number, Manuel Gretter,
sure.
And then I'll at least be able to follow up with some information because it sounds like you've already talked to them. So they've got at least an understanding of this and we'll dig into it. Can you tell me what the pizza company is, the place he was working?
It's Casey's convenience stores.
Okay. All right, so we can, and maybe we can ask Casey's too. What the I didn't realize they delivered, but hang on a second.
They just started. It's a new thing in North Dakota, but they've been doing it corporate, you know, company wide for a long time. They just brought it to North Dakota.
Right, but they're not the only people delivering pizza, so you know, something needs to be done here. So hang on, Bob. We'll definitely check into it. And by the way, we love doing this. Happy to do it. Happy because if I was a frustrated parent like you are, I'd want some answers too. So Manny, if you would get us Bob's number, that'd be great. Sue and Mandan, what's on your mind?
Hi, excuse me. I just wanted to point out that Roy Moore grew up like I did. He grew up. He's about the same age as I am, and Bill Clinton and George Bush. Okay, Bill Clinton and George Bush are like poles apart. Bill Clinton's the kind that would think about taking girls down, putting hands in pants and things like that. I never, ever, ever, ever thought about anything like that when I was growing up. Maybe it was like the Waltons. We did watch the Waltons when I was in college, I think. When the graduate came out and said, this is what's happening in the
hang
suburbs,
on one sec,
I went,
Sue.
That's not what my life was like.
Sue, hang on one sec. I want you to finish okay. This on the other side of the break. Got a break here. Don't go away. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Your call is welcome to 258-0550, 258-0550.
I love telling our listeners about things I own because I can tell you wholeheartedly they're the best. And Tropitone Patio Furniture is that, from hot spring spas and pool tables, too. Why is this the best, Vince?
Well, it's commercial. They started in 1959, and the first 15 years of their business, they were commercial only, and then opened up to the private sector. Like, if you go to Vegas or anywhere on vacation, typically your outdoor furniture is going to be Tropitone. 15-year warranty. It's very comfortable. Is it the cheapest stuff out there? No, it's not meant to be. But you will enjoy it more than any other patio furniture you could get anywhere.
Talk about the fire table. That's great.
That is the best because, you know, it's a 90,000 BTU fire table. We use it every night. You don't smell like smoke when you go in, so you don't have to throw your clothes away or shower. And you can put it right on your deck by code. So
hot spring spas and pool tables, too. See some great Tropitone furniture today. Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, too. HotspringND.com.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Let's get it. lights don't shine no more. That's what happened when the swamp winds, you know? It turned to stone, see? Swamp winds, you turn to stone. I think I promised to go a little lighter, but that was the Electric Light Orchestra. But otherwise, it's a little dark. Talking about things turning to stone. I don't want that to happen. I'll work on this. I'm trying to get to a good place by the end of the program. 800-228-0550. And Texter says, sounds like you stopped drinking the Kool-Aid, Scott. Welcome to reality and the grassroots. I don't think I've ever left reality. And if I have, I know this audience would hold me accountable to that. And I think I've been with the grassroots from the beginning. But does the texter know something I don't? Nolan, Manny, Todd, have you been keeping something from me? Have I gone to the swamp side? I don't think I have. I think I've been saying this all along.
No, I think that the whole point is you're finally coming out of the swamp, I think, is what...
Well, but Tom, I didn't ever know I was in the swamp. I didn't think I was in the swamp.
If I'm wrong there, Tom's a regular participant.
You're saying this came from a Tom fella?
Yes.
Okay,
Tom's
so there's Tom.
Guy. Tom's a very good guy.
Well, Tom's a good guy, but he's implying that somehow I've been in the swamp. So I guess I would like from Tom an example where I've consumed the Kool-Aid previously and been a swamp dweller. Because that's what that's. It sounds like you stopped drinking the Kool-Aid. Welcome to reality in the grassroots. Again, where have I not been in reality or in the grassroots? I got to know. Maybe I'm being paranoid over nothing, and Tom's saying the same thing Todd is. I don't know. Texter, Scott, does Scott not believe women have been sexually assaulted by a public figure? As one who's been sexually assaulted, it makes me angry these women are being made out to be liars. Okay, well, first of all, I did not say no women have ever been sexually assaulted by a public figure, so I don't know where people get this stuff. What do you hear? What do you hear? How do you hear that by listening to me? I have said about these specific allegations against Roy Moore, I don't know what to believe. He says one thing, they say another. Should I instantly believe them? Because, yes, women have been sexually assaulted by public figures. It happens. It's sick. It's awful. It's terrible. Let me make that painfully clear. To me, what I've said today is, Alabamans need to hear these women. They need to hear Roy Moore, and they need to make a decision. I said I thought the woman that came out yesterday with Gloria Allard was believable. And I saw this poor woman crying, and I felt terrible for her. And I think there's understandable questions on why do you wait as long as you did. I think that's a fair question, but I think there's also reasonable answers. And part of it is the swamp threatens you. She specifically said she was told bad things will happen if you tell anybody about this. Hey, it happens that way. Why do you think Bill Clinton got away with it?
Yeah.
So I hear that all. I hear that loud and clear. Sue and Mandan, before the break, was telling us a little bit of a story. Go ahead, Sue.
Yeah, there were Bill Clintons when I grew up. I didn't know anything about them. I, in my life, and I'm about the same age as Roy Moore, too, we had the Leave It to Beaver life, I guess. I don't know. It was all innocent. And, yeah, there were. I did know that there was a girl that got pregnant in my school. But 99% of us, we just lived above board lives. And that's what Roy Moore has done. He's a man of integrity. He believes in the Ten Commandments and always has represented that. And the Seventh Commandment has been there for all of his life, too. And he has believed in it. So he didn't spend his time being like the graduate, being like the Mrs. Robinson in The Graduate. That was not the suburbia I grew up in. That was not the life Roy Moore was growing up in. He's a man of integrity.
What you're saying is you believe him, not them.
I do.
Yeah. And that's, yeah. that's perfectly reasonable. I mean, again, that's why I think people in Alabama need to just decide for themselves. Look,
right.
When this first came out, I said, oh, give me a break. The newspaper of record that's trying to take Donald Trump down at every turn, the newspaper of record that has been anti-Roy Moore and pro his opponent all along, now all of a sudden, a month before the election, finds some allegations and comes out. Now, why didn't they go to law enforcement? Why did they talk to a newspaper? I got all those questions. On the other hand, he's not answered these objections very well. If somebody, Sue, said to me, you did this, 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 and this, and it was in a newspaper, I would say, that's absolutely not true. Here's what it was. I didn't do this. I mean, and really, even when Sean Hannity said, have you ever dated younger women? He said, I never dated anyone without their mother's permission.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, it's not okay for a 30-year-old guy to date a 14-year-old woman, even with his mother's permission. Would you agree with that?
Pretty much. Though I know of a wonderful couple that happened to. But, you know, he was 30, she was 14. But it was with mom and dad's approval and oversight. And that's rare. That's not the norm at all.
Yeah. And, again, if what she's saying is true,
how can he say anything? She's trumped up total allegations, and does she have a date?
It's not true. 100% it's not true. Get a lie detector test in here. I'll take a lie detector test. This is not true. These are lies.
Yeah.
That's what I'd say.
Yeah, well, that's what he's been saying. They're lies.
No, he really hasn't. He really hasn't. Again, go back and listen to the Sean Hannity interview. His answers have not been good. They've not been how I would answer it if I was wrongly accused. That's all I'm saying. Sue, you believe the women, and that's fine. Alabamans ought to be able to decide this. The swamp shouldn't decide this. This isn't up to Mitch McConnell. He ought to shut his yap. And every other senator ought to shut their yap.
Absolutely. And McCain.
Let Alabama, John McCain, he's one to talk. Trust me. Sue, thank you. Dave in Beulah, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, sir, I was listening to your phone call about that pizza delivery thing. So would that be the same way with mail carriers as well, or even like our local paper up here, they have people deliver the Dollar Saver and stuff like that. Would that be the same way?
Yeah, I don't know. I if you're delivering something on behalf of a entity, your employer, then your insurance company needs to know that, and there needs to be.
I know.
Now, I think in the vast majority of the cases, when I've had this happen for me for an employer, the insurance is provided by the company. You know, you just in order to be on the company insurance, you need to have a clean driving record and be able to drive for work. So I would think in the case of the post office, they're providing for the insurance for those carriers. You know what I mean?
Yeah, if they are, but these carriers are using their own private cars to deliver mail.
Right, and the insurance company, according to the father who called earlier about the daughter that worked for the pizza place, was it wasn't even available if they wanted it. But that doesn't mean the pizza company couldn't provide it as a commercial policy. You just can't write it the other way. So, I don't know. Good questions, Dave. We're going to ask John Godfrey, the insurance department, about this, get to the bottom of it. Thanks for the call. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Brought to you today by PetroServe USA. The 4 for $4 deal is great. Hot stuff, personal pan pizza, two of the best cookies on earth, and a soda. $4 for four items all day, every day. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
Straight ahead.
I got a call from my brother the other day. He lives in Las Vegas. He said, I'm looking at a new job. I said, what does it pay? $12.50 an hour. Can you believe that? I said, boy, moved to North Dakota. Polar Service Center is where I told him to call. Because right now at Polar Service Center, they're looking for certified welders, sandblasters, wash rack attendants, and diesel mechanics. And they are paying big bucks. And they do great training. Polar Service Center, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. This is a service center, both in Williston and in Kildare, that needs people right now that service tank trailers, Polar, and other tank trailers. And they will train you and pay you up to $32 an hour with incredible benefits. Write down this number, 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria. She's waiting for your call right now. Tell your loved ones that are working in Las Vegas for chump change, Polar Service Center, big bucks, that's where it's at. Williston and Kildare locations hiring right now. Call 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria and tell her Scott sent you.
We have reached the age where things just cost more.
Cars, mm-hmm. phones, mm-hmm. life insurance.
Your blood pressure is up.
Your weight is up.
You're one to talk.
I have type 2 diabetes, so I'm getting dinged just like you.
Thank goodness for Big Lou.
Big Lou!
Big Lou can get term life insurance rates for a 50-year-old male with type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, or maybe he's on anxiety meds,
mm-hmm.
for just around $200 a month for $1 million of coverage.
Oh, you got to say that again.
When?
Okay, I'll say it. Big Lou and term provider could get a 50-year-old man, a little dinged up, $1 million in life insurance for around $200 a month.
Call Big Lou.
Big Lou!
He's like you. 800-476-5281. That's 800-476-5281.
Don't put it off. If you're overweight, diabetic, have high blood pressure, you gotta call Big Lou.
Gotta. 800-476-5281.
Write it down.
800-476-5281.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Everything's better with the lights, you know. Shine that sun. It's the best disinfectant on the planet Earth, folks. It really is. It can heal hearts. It can melt an ice-cold stone heart. It can do so many things. I'm coming full circle now. I started in a dark place talking about the swamp, and now we're talking about the sun and light and even a movie called Let There Be Light. That in just a moment, brought to you today by our friends that provide the light, the Lignite industry in North Dakota, the folks that bring you affordable, reliable energy. When you flip the switch, what happens? The light goes on. How? A lot of hard work. Coal coming out of the ground. And with all this coal-fueled, lignite-fueled light around us, we have among the cleanest air in the country as well. We are a laboratory on how to do clean, beautiful coal, providing affordable, reliable energy. Find out more at SecureEnergyFuture.org. Join the family. SecureEnergyFuture.org. Sean Hannity, Kevin Sorbo, Sam Sorbo have come together to create a movie called Let There Be Light. It is now showing, thankfully, in 3 North Dakota theaters. Bismarck is the latest. Fargo and Grand Forks continuing. Dionne Warwick is in this. Travis Tritt is in this. Of course, it stars Kevin Sorbo, directed by Kevin Sorbo, written by Sam Sorbo, who joins us now to talk about it. Sam, how are you?
Thank you so much for that lovely interview.
Well, I'm glad to have you. And,
sorry, introduction. What did I say? Interview? Introduction.
Introduction to the interview. There we go. Yeah.
Introduction to the interview. We are showing locally. I'm very excited about this movie. It's really moving people in the theaters, and we find that audiences applaud at the end of the movie, and they sit through the credits, and then they sit some more. People are hugging each other on the way out of the theater. They're laughing, they're crying, the good tears, you know, the tears of joy, the tears of hope, and it's just really having a great effect. This movie is really changing people's hearts.
That's amazing, because there's so much garbage out there. It's just unbelievable. I mean, 99% of what you watch on TV is garbage. It's just awful. You know, I mean,
you know what? I can't agree more. My husband posted on Facebook yesterday. We went to our local theater, and there's our poster, Let There Be Light, and then there's 3 other posters. 2 of them are horror pictures, And then the third one was Bad Mom's Christmas, which features women giving Santa a lap dance. And we sent it out, and I'm like, I think the most offensive poster to me, and this is saying a lot, is the women giving Santa a lap dance.
Well, Bad Mom's Christmas. Who comes up with this stuff? I mean, my gosh, it's just, it's the swamp. And again, this is the swamp, the dark versus the light. That is what's going on, and there's so many indications of it in every corner of our country. I was yesterday standing in line to buy dog food. And, well, actually pay for my dog food. I picked it out. And I look over the magazine rack. And, I mean, again, just like on television, 99% garbage. Just awful, ridiculous. I mean, my favorite example being GQ with the guy who is proudly the father of the Kneel for the National Anthem movement, Colin Kaepernick. Oh, let's put him on a cover. There's a hero we ought to celebrate. I mean, there's just so much darkness out there. There's so much garbage, which is why all of us really need to support when we find something that shines the light. And so,
well,
I'm so glad
they just took Teen Vogue off the shelves finally after an article teaching young women how to, I can't even tell you what they were teaching the young women how to do because it's not appropriate. But having a full article explaining the details of how to do this this thing to young women who are not married, and you know, it's honestly the insanity of this. The way this culture is moving. And I wrote a piece on FoxNews.com that came out on Saturday about how our culture is being hijacked. But there is a way to fight back. You can make your voice heard. And we're seeing that more and more. So the NFL, you brought that up. I don't know if you caught one of the games over the weekend, the Veterans Day game, and they put a bunch of military vets on the battlefield, on the football field. No one took a knee. There's a way to fight back and to teach people. No, there's respect, there's right and wrong, and that's what my film does also, is this is a way for people to sort of, you know, vote with their pocketbooks and go to the theater, watch the movie, and show Hollywood this is the kind of entertainment that we're looking for. We're looking for uplifting entertainment like the films that Hollywood used to make, like It's a Wonderful Life.
Todd and I are posting your op-ed right now on our Facebook page, so folks can check that out. Our culture is experiencing a hostile takeover. We must stop rejecting God if we ever want it to end. Check that out, folks. And I want to talk about the movie and how this came to be in the story of the movie, so folks understand what you put together here, this beautiful movie, and go see it. But before I do that, what you talk about, you know, with our culture and just what we talk about, TV, movies, magazines, our culture, and the garbage that's out there, the darkness that's out there. Is it any wonder we have mass shootings? You know, when people say, oh, this never happened before. Well, there was gun. There's been guns since, you know, for a long darn time. That's how the settlers ended up settling this great country in wagon trains, right? I mean, they had to protect themselves with guns. They've been around a long time. Mass shootings haven't been, but the increase in those mirror exactly the filth in our culture, do they not?
You know, I make that correlation in the article that you're posting for me, and I thank you for that. And I would argue, and you know, there's a lot of pushback, by the way. I got a lot of hate with that article. Hate is gonna hate, you know. But I also got a lot of support, and people have to understand this is a war of worldviews. This is people who don't believe that life has value against people who do believe that life has value. And you don't actually have to believe in God to hold that life has value. You just have to grow up in a Judeo-Christian society where you inherit that moral capital so that you have the view that A, slavery is wrong, B, life has value, all lives matter, you know? But we're in a war, a spiritual war, if you will, today. And so I'm just trying to make a small inway in that war and win back some of our ground with a movie that shares the light, because there is a way to defeat darkness. It's with the light. It's very simple.
I had a tear in my eye in the first minute or so of the movie. And that was due to the fact that the movie opens with a debate at a school, and the students are hooting and hollering in favor of, you know, the there is no God argument that is happening at the hands, of course, of your husband, who is the bad guy. Why does he do that to us anyway? My gosh.
Well, first of all, just a quick correction. It's not at a school. It's actually a public debate in a fancy, you know, theater. And so these are adults. This is the culture. party on. Drugs, sex, and rock and roll. This is our culture today. Why? Because that's the culture that Hollywood is exporting. And they're not just exporting it in the United States. They're exporting it overseas as well. And we, as moviegoers, we are supporting it. So as long as we support it, they will produce it. But it is infiltrating into our culture. That's why, you know, we have so many unwed mothers. We have children out of wedlock. We have the high rates of abortion today. Life has no value. So there's a way to fight back, but you got to stand up for what you believe in. I love this. Harvey Weinstein has been hitting on women and accosting women and raping or allegedly raping or whatever it is now. I stopped following it because it's so sordid. And all of these people came out of the woodwork, including Jane Fonda, who posed with the Guns of Hanoi, who was too afraid to take on Harvey Weinstein. You know what? I've got no sympathy for her. Because frankly, if you won't stand up for what you believe in, and she's been this person who clearly is not afraid to stand for what she believes in, then you'll fall for anything. And so, obviously, she doesn't believe that women have rights. She doesn't believe that women have equality. She doesn't believe that women should assert themselves. I mean, clearly, what are you expecting out of Hollywood when you see that this is the level of morality that is in Hollywood? And I don't, by the way, let me just, you know, full disclosure, I don't convict everybody who's in Hollywood. I'm just saying this is the pervasive culture. If I'd known that this was going on, I would have said something.
Yeah, no, it is. I couldn't agree with you anymore. It is really something to watch. The movie, by the way, is called Let There Be Light. It is showing in Bismarck, Fargo, and Grand Forks now, so you can see this movie. Yeah. How is it doing in its early days?
Oh my gosh, it's amazing. And like I talked about already, how the audiences are reacting. If you go to the website lettherebelightmovie.com, you can find testimonial videos of people who have seen the movie, and we've put together some clips and stuff. It was number two box office its first week, and on a small, we had 360 theaters. Second week, we grew to close to 700 theaters, and we were number three per screen average. We've hit the top 10 overall average, and this is our third week, so we're now, I think we were number nine over the weekend. We're number six today. I mean, it's really doing amazing. I think word is getting out. The word of mouth on this movie is excellent because people aren't used to going to the theater and really feeling and being moved and really enjoying this roller coaster ride that seems real. This is not a Hallmark movie. This is not your typical sort of Christian movie. This is a real movie like Hollywood used to make, like It's a Wonderful Life, Miracle on 34th Street. You know, that was my goal, and that's what we ended up making. And by the way, I co-wrote it with Dan Gordon, who wrote The Hurricane with Denzel Washington, and Wyatt Earp with Kevin Costner. He's a phenomenal writer. I totally leaned on him, full disclosure. That's why the script is so good. And we put together a great film, and God bless Sean Hannity. I didn't tell you the whole story. I called Dan and asked him if he'd write it with me, and he's a very well-known Hollywood screenwriter, so of course he said no. But then when he heard the idea, he jumped in with both feet. And then literally 2 weeks later, Sean Hannity, completely out of the blue, called Kevin and said, I want to do a faith-based movie and I want to work with you. Do you have anything? At which point, the three of us flew to New York, pitched Sean for half an hour, and literally, basically, he wrote a check. Like, the genesis of this movie is nothing short of miraculous. And the way that it's performing in theaters, I mean, God's hand is just all over this. It's just been an amazing blessing, and I'm hoping that people get a chance to go see it because it truly will bless you. It will give you new perspective on purpose, what life is about, what death is about. I mean, that's the goal of the film, is to shed some light on what seems to be a darkening world.
There's no other way to explain our world right now than darkening. It really is. It's in need of light. Our culture is under attack. It is 100% factual. You can see it in so many things. Sometimes when you're in the middle of it, you don't realize. Just take a step back and think about the classrooms you were in and your parents were in and the differences, and it's everywhere, no doubt about it. So glad you did the movie, and I really hope folks go see it. We'll keep tabs on it and let folks know where it's showing. Let There Be Light, again, now in theaters in North Dakota, Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks.
The Grand 22 in Bismarck. LetThereBeLightMovie.com, everyone. Thank you.
Let There Be Light.
themovie.com. Thanks, Sam Sorbo. We appreciate you.
The program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Oil company foreman, listen up. I have an introduction for you that will save you time, money, and lots of hassles. Eric from Delta Constructors is here to give you his telephone number and bring you turnkey solutions beginning to end. Eric, what's that number?
406-250-8151. Or you can call us at our Grassy Butte office, 701-863-7156. One call does it all.
We're online at deltaconstructors.net. Deltaconstructors.net. One call does it all. The Delta.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same. It's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Tenney's Presidential Suites, and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code BESTOFTHEWEST for a great stay, and we'll see you in Watford City.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Proving that I wanted to get as many diverse groups as possible. Earlier was Tool. This hour it's San Holo. You guys big San Holo fans with the song Light here? You like that?
This is bad. That's what I have to say.
Do you like Tool better or Leonard Skinner better?
Oh, Leonard Skinner.
Yeah, I think Leonard Skinner, the Swamp song, ought to be a permanent addition to our Swamper mix. Final segment. Say it isn't so. I don't want to go, ladies and gentlemen. But Rush Limbaugh waits.
So we got to do what we got to do. Back on What's on Your Mind with Todd Mitchell. I'm Scott Hannon. Todd's going to tell us about stem cells. I don't think that has anything to do with stem cell.
I'm going to do some light songs. Let's at least do some decent songs here. You know.
We'll I see. Okay. All right.
Stem Cell Health Institute coming to North Dakota. It's one of those things you used to have to go out of the country to get done. It's coming. Seminars in Bismarck, Minot, and Dickinson. So you're just a short drive away from one of the seminars on regenerative medicine. I will be doing this, too. If you're suffering from pain from osteoarthritis of the knee, pain in your lower back, neck, shoulders, hips, even joint pain, stop and listen. You will find solutions for your pain and cutting-edge information that can really help change the way you live. Register 1-888-973-1560, 888-973-1560 to check out stemcelltherapyforpain.com, stemcelltherapyforpain.com, and start living life once again.
All right, we're back on What's on Your Mind. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. I'm going to try in the final minutes we have left here get to all of the texts that have come in because you have a lot of good comments. Somebody asked me by text to define the swamp. And again, that would take weeks worth of shows. But in general, what's happening to Roy Moore is partially the swamp, right? There's no doubt about that. Certainly the Washington reaction to accusations at the local level, that's a swamp. So, you know, and the swamp by and large is Washington, D.C. How did we get to $20 trillion in debt? The swamp. All right. Lobbyists saying, gimme, 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 gimme. And it just keeps on ballooning. Ken Conrad's a member of the swamp. How he can write with straight face an article saying he's concerned about adding $1.5 trillion to the debt when the guy presided over us getting to $20 trillion in debt, a good chunk of that is laughable. That's the swamp. But there's a swamp in, you know, we had the call from Valley City. I said, hey, my daughter's supposed to get insurance if she's delivering pizzas. They say, go out and get insurance yourself or you're going to get fired. I go to my insurer, no, you can't have it. Oh, she's fired or just, you know, work illegally. Just go ahead and do that, but, you know, don't tell anybody. That's the swamp. That's the swamp, too. You know, we had another listener ask about why a Republican would be critical of Tom Campbell's run for the U.S. Senate. I assume you're talking about the article that Sam Easter and John Hageman wrote, which is a very good article, by the way, in the Forum newspapers, and I think it was reprinted in the Bismarck Tribune as well, about his Senate run against Heidi Heitkamp. He's seeking the Republican nomination. He's been on this program many times. In there is a critical comment from a fellow by the name of Roscoe Striley, who's a state representative from Minot. You know, that's the swamp, too. That's Republican, I guess, some jealousy from Roscoe directed to Tom Campbell, and, you know, maybe just some legitimate, I don't like the guy. Normally, when Republicans are seeking the Republican nomination, you don't talk to reporters, say bad things about a fellow Republican, but that's the swamp. That's how it works. You know, it is. So it's everywhere. It's where you live. Trust me. Trust me on this one thing. Dave in Wolford, North Dakota, what's on your mind today?
Well, that gal with the religious stuff, I have no problem with people with religion believing whatever they want, but I do object to you forcing me to support them because the religious outfits don't pay property taxes on their buildings, so mine has to help make up for it.
Well, yeah, and they're a nonprofit entity, so they don't. I mean, hospitals don't either that are nonprofit. Do you like hospitals getting nonprofit status?
Hospitals actually do some good, and religious professors and whatnot, somehow they seem to get paid and get along okay.
Well, wait a minute. Churches don't do any good? We're talking about churches here.
You mentioned
I forget what you said, but you were talking about the religious professors. That would be a higher ed thing. And by the way, they don't pay either.
Yeah, the ministers and whatnot all get paid. Why do all these people pay property taxes? Because mine have to help make up for it.
Well, again, they don't because they have nonprofit status. I asked you about hospitals. You're okay with hospitals doing because they quote-unquote do good. If you don't think churches do good, I think you need to look a little deeper. That's an opinion you're entitled to.
Crusades and all the religious wars?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I mean, if you're going to go back to
Crusades...
How about the
Muslims who are killing people?
Well, again, I don't agree with that either. But, you know, the point is this. If I were to say, Dave, here's a list of every church in North Dakota, okay, every church, and you and I are going to sit down together and decide who's doing good and who's doing bad, 99.9% of them are doing good. Okay.
No, I'll just say let them pay property taxes so I don't have to support them.
That is a separate argument almost from whether they're doing good or not. Okay? That's a philosophical argument on whether nonprofits ought to be given that exemption. That's completely different. Sounds like you got something you're harboring that leads you to this position on the taxes, but that really is kind of different. I love the show, but I can't wait for Rush. Okay. Well, that's good. I think that's a dual compliment. They like us, but they want Rush. Lady that gave Santa a lap dance better be careful. In about 30 years, she might be getting a charge against her in some Senate race. Yes, good point. Taxer says that private mail carriers and paper delivery people are both independent contractors, not employees. Mail carriers bid out by the mile, then awarded a contract. Well, I wonder what the insurance company does with an independent contractor, though. We're going to ask and try and get to the bottom of that, for sure. All right, tomorrow, Congressman Kevin Cramer and our conversation with Brian Kilmeade, and we'll be giving away a copy of his book. Brian Kilmeade wrote called Andrew Jackson and the Miracle of New Orleans, the battle that shaped America's destiny. All that tomorrow. God bless you, folks. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
Soybean farmers, are you looking to influence the direction of your industry and have a voice in how your soybean checkup dollars are invested? Consider serving as a district representative on the North Dakota Soybean Council Board of Directors. Simply nominate yourself or someone in your county with a passion to serve the soybean industry. Requirements include attending 4 2-day meetings in Fargo and serving on 1 of 4 council committees. Not ready for board service? Consider serving as a county representative. In late December, nomination forms will be sent to soybean farmers in Cass, Stutzman, Lemoore, and Dickey counties, as well as to farmers in a 13-county area of northwestern North Dakota. Have questions or would like more information? Call me, Diana Biedelsbacher, at the North Dakota Soybean Council office or log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.